welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today, our guest is Maya Tyler. I'm going to tell you all a little bit about Maya. After Maya Tyler experienced the tragic loss of her husband, she felt the pain, depression, and anxiety that so often accompany a major loss. But years of grieving have finally brought her to a place where she accepts the changed contours of her life and embraces the future with hope and enthusiasm. She is a published author of the book, Bounce Back Better, How to Win After Great Loss, and the founder of the Bounce Back Academy and Community. Welcome, Maya. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Kimmy.
Let's start off. You have just accomplished an amazing feat, especially after such a tragic grief. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your story and your background and what kind of made you create the Bounce Back Project in the community and write a book and everything that you've done?
Okay. Well, after the loss of my husband, like you said, it was a devastating thing. He and I had been together for about 10 years because we were married in college. That only put me at 26. So I was 26 years old with two little boys. One was 6 years old and one was an infant. And he passed away very suddenly on Easter Sunday of 2009. It was one of those freak accidents. And I'll go into short, brief detail. He was, you know, in a relay race and tripped and fell and was hit his head on some random asphalt in the ground and was gone in 30 minutes. And so for me, it was like that scene in Jerry Maguire where, you know, the wife is really upset because the Rod Tidwell, you know, the football player, he was like laying in the football field and she goes, my whole life is this family and it does not work without him. That was like my entire sentiment. And my world began to very quickly fall apart. I was no longer able to, you know, afford my house with just one mortgage. Eventually, my job was over me taking days off because I had to be a single parent for the first time. And, you know, I was going through anxiety attacks and depression. So I was missing from work a lot. So people don't really talk about the effects of grief because it's kind of a point of maybe shame or feeling like you can't handle things on your own. And my world fell apart. Eventually, I lost my job. So I had to put my life back together, figure out how to widow and be a parent all at the same time. And I'm 26 years old. So I go looking online for some sort of resource and I'm at the library and I have a, you know, string of therapists. And there was no, hey, here's the guide, you know, point me from A to B, how I can go from being rock bottom as a widow to, you know, making something of myself and being able to sustain myself and gain my confidence back and financially support myself and my boys. Like, how do I do this? So once I muddled through it and, you know, kind of ran into things, I decided, you know what? There are other people that are going through this. I wound up joining a Facebook group and there's like thousands of widows and the statistics on widows alone are is crazy. There's thousands of people widowed every year. And there are resources for certain communities, but none of them look like me. And I'm definitely an advocate for Black Girl Magic and all the things that's great about our community. But in our community, there's an obvious stigma about grief, depression, anxiety, and mental health in general. And there's also an expectation in our society that's kind of unspoken about Black women and being able to hold your own and be independent. So there's a lot of pride in being a Black single mom. But when you're bombarded with it, when you did everything, quote unquote, right by getting married and, you know, having a two-parent home, when you're suddenly a single mom, it's definitely not something that, you know, you can be prepared for. So I wanted to make a roadmap for people like me that were young with children and widowed suddenly and didn't know how to get from, you know, their rock bottom to their better self.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What were the first steps for you, and what advice would you give to someone who is dealing right now with unexpected grief or loss? What were some of the first steps you really had to take once you said, like, you hit rock bottom? What were the first steps to getting out of that?
I did mention that I went through a string of therapists. I did find one therapist that was really awesome, but having the therapist wasn't really the wake up. It was just something that she just happened to say. And anybody could have, you know, walked past me and said this. It wasn't necessarily a, you know, doctoral thing, or it was just an epiphany for me. And what it was she asked me, you know, okay, so you've been who you were, and, you know how to be a wife, and you know how to do that with him. You know who you are now, and, you know, you don't really like that because it's you in a bunch of pieces, and, you know, you're struggling and things. What do you want to be next? And to me, that was like mind blowing. It was like, I can't decide what I want to be next. I'm struggling. But then she was like, why not? And to me, it was like, you know what? Why not? So I would say my first piece of advice to give anybody going through anything that's a step back, that's devastating to their lives, is to make a plan for who you want to be next and follow through with the plan. And that's what I teach in my course. Basically how to pull together all the pieces of your life, create a total plan, and I'm there with that person to activate it and hold them accountable so they actually get from bad to good, from A to B, from wherever they're trying to be to who they want to be next for my course in 60 days.
Talk a little bit more about the Bounce Back Academy and like the community that you've built on social media. I know you have the academy, but you also have like a global community too. You talked a little bit about 60 days. What is like an overview of the process that you take individuals through?
So I have my 3A method. I have a couple of different goodies inside my course. And basically, they are methods to accept what you have, what's going on, assess what you need to pull together, who you need to be around, what environment you have to have, what physically you need, and then make an action plan on how to get those things and how to get yourself from A to B. Yes, so the community and the academy are my brand new ventures. Before, I was just doing one-on-one coaching informally with people that I had made friends with in the Facebook group. And I really noticed that I had been helping several people using my method, just kind of, you know, with their consent, guinea pigging it out. And they were loving it. They were giving me so many reviews from my book, and they were giving me, you know, lots of feedback from actually using the tactics in my book and, you know, kind of one-on-one-ing with me throughout time. And they were actually getting to their goals. So I was asked, you know, hey, Maya, you've done this. You helped me. Why don't you monetize this? Make this a course, you know, make this something that you do. And smack your forehead moment. This is, I feel like, my calling. This is what I want to do with my life. So building this community and creating this course, like I said, it's a brand new venture for me, and I'm super excited about it.
How long has it been, again, since your husband passed away?
It has been 9 years.
Wow. Wow. So it's been a little bit of a while. Were there times when you felt you were backsliding back into the rut that you were in initially?
Oh, sure. Reading the different books that I've read about grief and about, you know, different types of setbacks, to include, you know, certain people that I've worked with, they're including their setbacks in being a former addiction. All the things that mentally change who you are, all those things, you can't erase them. You have to embrace them, and you have to, you know, move forward knowing with those things in mind. For example, if I was an addict, I couldn't say I'm over it and then go put myself in the environment of other addicts. It's still with me. It's something that I'm actively doing, that I've chosen to do every day. And that's part of your plan. The plan is forever. I don't promise any sort of instant transformation in 60 days. What takes 60 days is creating the plan. And then, well, actually that takes about 6 weeks. And then the ending 2 weeks is me walking with that person in that plan for an extra 2 weeks to just kind of make sure they're okay. Like, this is your new life now. You just have to live it. So we made the plan. We've given you the actions. Now you have to live it. So let me see you live it, and let's hold you accountable. So that's what that's about.
That's perfect. And I think that's great. That's right on target with just early accountability starting and creating plans. But a good thing you pointed out is that you still have to work on it. And it's not necessarily in 60 days or a year or 2 years, like, oh, this is just over and it didn't happen. I don't have to ever think about it. And I never have to do this internal work. You're still working on yourself too. And even for you, you're working on yourself, even in helping others. So I think it's important to understand that the process a lot of times is really continual. For the course and the coaching that you do, I think you brought up another point I really wanted to hone in on. The transformation or bouncing back just doesn't have to be for people who are grieving the loss of a loved one. There was a lot of things that you talked about happened and just kind of changed in your dynamics. So you went from being, you know, married to widowed. So then you were like a single mother. And then you were having issues and performance issues on your job because of it. And then you became unemployed. You lost your job of it. So there were a lot of other things that kind of snowballed that you had to deal with too. So there were a lot of things you were bouncing back from.
Yeah.
Your community and what you offer in your coaching, are there people with diverse needs or diverse things that they're trying to come back from that you help or assist?
Definitely. In the course, there are different facets of when you do your assessment. And for some people, they may have, like I mentioned earlier, they may have an addiction issue that they're getting over. They may have a house that they're about to lose or some financial issues they need to get over. Specifically with widows, there's insurance hurdles and tax laws and all kinds of benefits that they're not sure of. So there are different aspects of my assessment that I've brought into the actual course, like interviews with financial advisors, interviews with a tax attorney, and interviews with an insurance benefit professional, so that I can touch on whatever part and the most common parts of people's lives to create that comprehensive plan. Because a plan with your life, you know, you can give people a plan and it's not going to be one size fit all is what I mean. So you just kind of have to enlist every part of your life. It's going to be your financial, it's going to be your emotional, it's going to be your mental, your physical health. There's a part in the course where I definitely ask people, when was your last physical? Because there are some people that are going to be struggling with something physical. You know, they may have an ailment, or like me, they may have had anxiety disorder, which, you know, that's a whole other can of where, you know, that's a mental and physical issue. Wow. So it's a wide open field of setbacks. Any big major change is going to give you the who moved my cheese syndrome, you know? So, and if people understand that reference, that's a book about change. And humans have a very hard time with change until they accept it, assess what they can do next, and create an action plan.
How would the audience find out more about your book, the Bounce Back Academy, and the community that you have created as well on Facebook?
I have a Facebook page. It is the Bounce Back Community, Bounce Back Project with Maya Tyler. You can search either one of those and find that. I'm on Twitter under Bounce Back. I'm on Instagram under the Bounce Back Project. And oh, my book is also on Amazon.
Okay, yeah, we got to purchase your book now. Yes.
My book is on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon.com.
Okay, awesome. What is yours? I definitely want to know. I want to know because you are definitely a resilient woman and built up great emotional intelligence and all of the hurdles that you have overcome in life so far. And you're still really, really young. What is your daily mantra? Or what are some of the quotes that you live by, Maya, to keep you pushing, to keep you going?
It's going to sound corny, but there is a mantra that was part of a little Disney movie, and it is keep moving forward. Yeah. It was supposedly Walt Disney's mantra. It was his theme, keep moving forward. And it spoke so much to me because no matter what you do, no matter how many times you fail, no matter how many setbacks and things that you have, as long as you're alive and kicking, you have to keep moving forward.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's great. Thank you so much for your time, Maya. Your wisdom, please follow Maya Tyler. Purchase her book, The Bounce We Have, and get in her community, Bounce Back Better, How to Win After Great Loss on Amazon, Bounce Back Academy, Bounce Back Project, Bounce Back Community on Facebook, on social media. definitely a wise woman who is really paying her gifts forward and helping others move past hurdles in life. Thank you so much for your time, Maya.
No problem at all. Thanks, Kim.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.